Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the introduction episode of When Diplomacy Fails podcast. My name is Zach Twomley and I will be your host forever. Before we begin though, I have a confession to make. You see, this is not the first time I've made this introduction. In fact, it's not the second time either. No, actually it's the third time I've redone this introduction episode. Which brings me to my next point. If you're wondering where the first 19 episodes have gone, don't fear. Simply go to wdfpodcast.com and you'll find them all there. However, if you check the more recent releases in our back catalogue, then you'll see that those first 19 episodes have been remastered and can be found in the feed nearer the top. Just look at the tag at the beginning of the episode. It's written as, in capital letters, WDF, and then in lowercase letters, or EM, with an asterisk afterwards. They should all be in a bunch, and they were released over 5 weeks between May and June 2017. What this means for you, dear listener, is that if you are listening to this introduction now as your first foray into the wonderful world of When Diplomacy Fails, and you never heard any episodes from When Diplomacy Fails before, then you're in for a treat. You see, you'll be able to miss out on my initial awkwardness and rambling, with the result that I'll hopefully seem way ahead of my time. On the other hand, maybe you enjoy watching people suffer and splutter along until you find their groove, and if that is you, you have problems, but as a reminder, the older episodes can be found at wdfpodcast.com if you're that kind of person. Just go to the main menu, click on the kind of menu button, and choose Skirmishes, and they're all there. If you want to know more about the When Diplomacy Fails remastered project that I undertook to coincide with the fifth birthday of this podcast, then check out the WDF remastered intro, which was released itself on the 18th of May, 2017. 5 years to the day when this podcast of mine went online. I just thought it'd be good to insert this kind of stuff right away in case you're worried that the vintage When Diplomacy Fails, if you want to call it that, had been lost forever, or worse still, was locked behind a paywall. With that out of the way, I should answer the question you've probably come here to have answered, namely, what is When Diplomacy Fails? Well, When Diplomacy Fails, or WDF, is a half-political, half-historical podcast that will cover the build-up to war and the subsequent diplomatic failures of those involved, as all struggled to reach a diplomatic solution, only to decide in the end on war for one reason or another. We will then look, not at the wars in their entirety, but the main details and movements and moments and some interesting side notes. The plan is not to focus on the conflicts that mostly everyone knows about, but to concentrate on wars between nations that many people are not that aware of, or which are less well known about today. The podcast will jump between different eras of history, so that it remains fresh and that I don't have to tie myself down to any specific era in particular. But the underlying structure in each podcast episode will hopefully remain the same. As of recording this in April 2017, When Diplomacy Fails is basically 5 years old, and we've covered wars from the obscene to the unknown, from the controversial to the incredible. Through all this experience and trudging through sources, wearing out my voice and staying up past my bedtime, I've inevitably changed my structure and style, which I will get to later in this episode, but the general trend of what we try to do at When Diplomacy Fails should hopefully remain clear. I think it's safe to get this out of the way first. I love diplomacy. It's above all my favourite part of history. I love absorbing incredible stories about the relationships of monarchs, statesmen and others, whose mistakes, beliefs and fears led to war. I love explaining how this led to war, and I love unpacking the lesser known affairs of history and explaining to you guys why they are important and why you should care. That is the goal of When Diplomacy Fails, and it always has been. I don't want to cover the minutiae of Army A moved to X and Army B survived on these rations and Army C used this gun for this amount of time. To some people, that is their bread and butter of history, but to me, such details largely bore me to tears, and 9 times out of 10, I feel like I can tell the story better without being bogged down in the technological or militaristic aspects of the story. You see, my niche is emphasizing or drawing your attention to the human elements of it. Of course, there will be overlaps, inevitably. Sometimes I can't tell a story without divulging certain facts about armies or technology or domestic affairs, etc. But I will try and skirt around these details as much as I can, to at the very least present you with a different perspective on a war, which you may never have heard. So why am I redoing this introduction for the third time? In a sense, it's to capture the fact that this podcast has changed over 5 years. I don't want new listeners to be overwhelmed by this, and I want them to know what to expect when they listen to it. With that in mind, here's a brief overview of where we've come since May 2012. The lay of When Diplomacy Fails as land, in my mind, is split up into 3 seasons, though this isn't strictly law, it's just kind of a working guide. Season 1 is my first 20 episodes, including the First World War special of episode 20. And then Season 2 is episodes 21 to 25, which includes the Mammoth Special of the 30 Years' War and the July Crisis Anniversary Project, which I released in time for the centenary of the outbreak of the First World War and really drew me in closer to history as a whole. Some people even see the July Crisis Project as like my defining moment as a podcaster, so if the July Crisis sounds interesting to you, you might want to listen to that and see what you think for yourself. Season 3 is probably the most ambitious season of all. We began with resuming our coverage of the late 17th century, immediately after the 30 Years' War. And then I, being Zach Twomley, decided to cover something different, so we did what I called Britain Goes to War. Britain Goes to War is an ongoing project, which you'll see resurface again in the future, but it basically examines Britain's journey towards the First World War from the 19th century onwards. To give you an idea of the detail involved, the first act of that project is finished. It was 24 episodes in length and we're only at 1880, so yeah, plenty of mileage left in that. Season 3 thus continued after Britain Goes to War with another centenary that I personally couldn't escape, the 1916 Rising, which was a very personal and richly rewarding experience for me as a historian, not to mention as an Irishman, because if you didn't know, I'm from Ireland. County Wicklow, to be precise. That 1916 Rising Centenary Project tells the story of the 1916 Rising, obviously enough, which saw Irish Republicans essentially launch a doomed rising in Ireland's capital a century ago. On paper it seems simple, but from that event, so many things in Ireland have since spawned, so I thought it was deserving of my attentions. Then, continuing with Season 3, we resumed our coverage of the late 1600s with episodes 28 and 29, wherein Louis XIV of France, our boo for the remainder of Season 3 essentially, makes his significant appearance. Season 3 will end after episode 30, in a conflict called the Long War, which lasted from basically the mid-1680s to 1699, and contains essentially everything from the Glorious Revolution to the final siege of Vienna by the Turks. As of April 2017, we're on our way towards beginning the Long War, which could take as long as a year. After that, you'll just have to wait to see what Season 4 holds, because I'm toying with a few different ideas in my head. Hopefully then this gives you an idea of where we've travelled here at When Diplomacy Fails, and where we plan to go in the future. It should be mentioned that as we moved along in years, in the episodes I experiment with everything from Gregorian chant music in the background, to making sure you're awake by blowing your ears off with stupidly loud sound effects. Both of these features will be reconciled in the remastered episodes. Another reason to go and listen to them, but you should notice that I become more proficient with technology in general as we go along. Speaking of technology, up until roughly the end of 2015, we used the Blue Snowball for recording audio. But since then, and right now, I'm using the Blue Yeti. This increase in quality is largely because of this tech upgrade, and I really can't sing Blue's praises enough for making such great and affordable kit for podcasters like me. Less interesting, perhaps, is that I also changed my podcasting host site in November 2015 to a hoster called Acast after years of being, very happily I must add, with Liberated Syndication. Liberated Syndication is excellent for those podcasters starting out, and Acast has a great amount of things going for it as well, which I won't bore you with here, but as you can see, I've evidently changed over the years. This brings me to an important point. Me! Who is Zach Twomley and what do I do? The answer to this question has changed almost as much as this podcast has over the years. When I started this podcast, all the way back in May 2012, I was in my first year of college, studying for a Bachelor of Arts in History and Politics. Since then, I've finished the Bachelor of Arts, got myself a Master's in History, been offered a place to do a PhD in History, in both Cambridge and Oxford, I'll have you know, but then had to fall back to earth as none of my funding hopes for scholarships came through. This was a bummer, and you could follow this story along in the later episodes of 2016, etc. But since I'm only 25 at the time of recording, I reasoned that I can try again in the future when I'm older and a tad wiser because of my experiences. As of right now, I have a job as a researcher at a charity called The Leprosy Mission, and this should further my knowledge and experiences in both academia and research even further. I should add as well that by the time you're listening to this, I will be married, since I'm getting married on the 6th of May 2017, so that's a big deal too. A lot of things, as you can see, are going on and have happened in my life. If you want to keep track of them, I would recommend checking out the States of the Podcast addresses, which get released from time to time and can keep you apace with my life and times if you're interested in that sort of thing. I don't want to shove my life in your face, by any means, but sometimes I do get the odd message asking me how I'm doing in general, which is obviously nice, and for those of you who want to treat me like a person rather than just a voice at the end of your earbuds, I wanted to give you the option to just kind of find out more about who I am. By giving you that small bio, I can demonstrate how far I've come as a person, but When Diplomacy Fails has come pretty far in its own right. I still remember jumping in excitement when I had 3 downloads. 3 downloads! And I was excited because I knew that someone had downloaded the show other than myself and my mom. Having said that, it was probably my dad. Now I have close to 3 million, guys. 3 million downloads. My voice is heard in every English-speaking country, and I have a listener base in countries as diverse as Iran, Nigeria, and Japan. Military personnel serving overseas have gotten in touch with me to let me know that they're listening and appreciate the work. College lecturers have told me that their students listen to the podcast. Brazilian doctors have told me in broken English that my podcast helps them sleep at night, which is both creepy and lovely. But it's not just listeners that have got my baby out there. I have been tireless on my own self-promotion and it has paid off. I've given talks at libraries and colleges and rotary clubs on the importance of podcasting and the necessity in seeking out knowledge, whatever your age. I've organised t-shirts for the podcast, which you can get at wdfpodcast.com, and I've released a book with 2 more on the way because loyal listener Vincent from Wing to Tsar Publishing got in touch, and he happens to be a pretty nice guy and a supporter on Patreon as well. Speaking of Patreon, I joined Patreon with When Diplomacy Fails in February 2017, and I instantly wished I'd joined it sooner. If you guys want to support this podcast on Patreon and avail of some pretty exclusive, awesome goodies at the same time, with everything from like merchandise to extra audio content, then you can do that. Go to patreon.com/whendiplomacyfails or go to wdfpodcast.com and click on the Patreon banner. Patreon is by far the best way to support this podcast if you want to do so monetarily, because you're essentially investing in it to make sure that we expand and grow to take on different things. There's more information on the Patreon page itself, and if you want to know what my goals and ambitions are for history, then that's the best place to go. That again, patreon.com/whendiplomacyfails. More than all that material stuff, though, I've learned too many important life lessons to count, and I've spent still more countless hours at my desk, pinging away at my laptop as the hundreds of words became thousands, then hundreds of thousands, then millions, and then billions. A great part of my life since May 2012 has consisted of sitting down.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Brainstorming and then fixing up something special for your guys' listening pleasure, and it's been a labour of absolute joy because love just doesn't begin to describe it. All the while, a veritable community of history podcasting has grown and thrived, and I've had the pleasure of talking and collaborating with like-minded history friends determined to further the discipline of history and tell their important stories in as unique a way as me. If history podcasting sounds like something you'd like to do, or if you've always wanted to make a period of history or a topic or a figure your own, I'd be happy to help. To put it in perspective, when I started this, if it wasn't for David Crowther at the History of England podcast giving me a break even in my awful early stages, then starting this podcast out would have been far harder. This isn't the first time that I've said I'd be happy to help out any would-be podcaster, and you wouldn't be the first to get in contact with me and run your idea by me either. Every podcast that I've had a hand in helping to get off the ground is another major gain for history as a discipline. And it also proves that, however crazy the world is, while it might be nice to be important, it's far more important to be nice. If you did decide to start up a podcast, you would be joining the steadily growing community, which doesn't seem to stop growing. And not only is the community growing, but so is the market and demand. I could count roughly 30 history podcasts when I started out, and that's at a real stretch, but now I can't even count them all, and I will never have time enough to listen to them either. When I began this, I was dirt poor. Now I have a regular cabal of monthly donators thanks to Patreon, and they all help to keep this ship of the podcast afloat. At one point, I visited the BBC offices to talk to higher-ups in their production team, and I left them impressed with my enthusiasm, and, of course, I was myself hardly able to believe my own blessings. The whole journey really has been amazing, and it's one which was only made possible by the loyalty and genuine friendship in many cases that my listeners have provided me with. If you're just joining When Diplomacy Fails now, I know we've been on a journey already, but without sounding too cringy, I'd like to think that there's plenty of room for you here as well, and that our journey into the curious land of history podcasting and podcasting in general is just beginning, so thanks very much for stopping by. Don't worry, you'll get used to me and my strange ways as we go forward. So, how can you help, or how can you get in touch? Well, by far the best way to do so is through BeFit. BeFit, it really should be addressed here because I talk about it so much in later episodes, is the incredible acronym that I developed with tireless self-promotion in mind. Each letter stands for a new medium through which you can reach me and support the podcast. What is BeFit? Well, I'm so glad you asked. So what does each letter stand for then? Well, let's run down it briefly here. B is for blog. In the past, this was the blog at wdfpodcast.blogspot.ie, but I've since sort of decommissioned that and centralized everything around the website. So instead of going to the blog, if you just want to go to the website at wdfpodcast.com, then that'd be grand. Yes, I know that that means it probably should be WeFit rather than BeFit, but I'm not going to change it. I could probably give you the direct address of the new blog, which is called The Vassal State, by the way, but that'd be too complicated. So just go to wdfpodcast.com and find your way around from there. There's literally a link to it on the homepage of the website, so hopefully you'll find it handily enough. E is for email, where you can contact me directly, wdfpodcast@hotmail.com. F is for Facebook. Please go and like the Facebook page, just When Diplomacy Fails Podcast, it's called. That's where I release most of my updates through social media, etc. You can also follow us on Twitter, at wdfpodcast. I is for iTunes. Please leave a review, rate, subscribe us on iTunes, because that helps the algorithm and the world's biggest podcatcher and it helps other people know who might not know just how great and wonderful When Diplomacy Fails really is. T is for tell someone. Tell anyone you know, tell loads of people you're around at all the time that When Diplomacy Fails podcast exists. You'd be amazed how important word of mouth is about getting, well, news about this podcast out there. It's so, so important to tell people, and you wouldn't believe how, well, effective it is, really. How many times have you found out new podcasts, well, by word of mouth? I can think of, well, the vast majority I've found out either because someone told me, well, through social media or just told me in person. So make sure you go ahead and do that. Normally, if people want to help, they say, oh, Zach, I BeFitted, or I engaged in BeFit. And yes, since we first invented BeFit, like 5 years ago in June 2012, I've come up with new ways to support this podcast, but I'm too attached to BeFit to get rid of it, so normally I just tell you guys to BeFit, because it's a handy way to tell you to support, and it also sounds like I'm encouraging fitness and healthiness as well, which of course is nice. You should know that there's a lot of other things you can do to help the podcast, but for everything else, you should just go to wdfpodcast.com. With that said, then, I think I've said all I can really say. If When Diplomacy Fails sounds like the podcast for you, if you like your history diplomatic with a little sprinkling of battles here and there, but with a whole heaping of story and a great dose of humanity in between, then you've come to the right place. Check out our treasure trove of episodes, get in contact with me about anything at all that takes your fancy, and have a listen to everything that's to come. Thanks for listening, guys, and I'll hopefully be seeing you all very soon.